In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this day. It is certainly a blessing. We are welcoming back our Sunday school students, and I see some people who are visiting as well, so we welcome them, and hopefully you will stay a little bit later. We're going to have hot dogs and popcorn and all sorts of fun things for not just for our kids, but for all of us as well. We can all partake of that and celebrate Sunday school starting again. So other than that, there were some other things that have been on my mind. And one thing that's been on my mind for a while now is this space that we're in. And it's been on my mind for two reasons. The first reason is you've received quite a bit of information, right, about we're going to begin beautifying the church and we're going to start looking at the iconography and hopefully putting some paint and changing some of the carpet so that, you can imagine, has been on your priest's mind quite often, right? So that's one thing that I'm thinking about. But there's something else that had just happened, right? We had just finished a big deal in our parish. And what would that be? The festival, that's right. And where did I spend most of my time other than walking around? I was in here. And I was doing the church tours along with the esteemed Zachary, who was helping me out this year. We were in here, and one of the things that is so great about being in here are the different kinds of icons that we have. And I always point to people to these icons on the balcony. Yeah, you can turn around. These are really, this is an interactive sermon, everybody. These icons are wonderful, and they're kind of unique to our parish, right? I've never really seen these icons in this way on our parish, and I always point to them because it's all women. And having two daughters, that's important to me too, that we remember that it's not just the guys we see on the walls who can be saints, but it's the women as well, right? So we have all these women up here, and I always point out to them that each of them is a little bit different. If you look back there, you'll see some of them are wearing crowns. Some of them look like monastics, right? Because they were. And others live these kind of challenging lives, right? But the thing with all of them is they were all called. They were all called to follow Christ. And they were all called as they were. See, Jesus didn't wait for them to become perfect to call them. See, he called all of these women and he called all of these saints as they were. And what were they like? They were sinners, right? So I always point out that these icons show us what our potential is. Not because of what they did, because they were what? Sinners, right? They were not perfect. But the potential is because of what our Lord and Savior is able to do through us if we remember to humble ourselves before him. Today, my family in Christ, we witness the disciples being called to follow Jesus. And they were called as they were, imperfect. And what made them able to do that was their ability to be obedient and to follow our Lord and Savior. So today it's important for us to consider this idea of this call, because every single one of you here today, from our children to the oldest people who are here, continue to be called to follow Christ and to do great things for his kingdom. So today, as we said, is the calling of our disciples, and it's from St. Luke's version. Now, for the next few Sundays, we'll be reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, and we see our Lord and Savior walking, right? And he's walking by this lake, and he comes upon these boats. And it's important to remember, we'll talk about a little bit more, but it's important to remember that the boats were empty. So he comes across these empty boats. The fishermen were not in the boats. They were cleaning up their stuff, and there's an important reason why they weren't in their boats. It's an important reason why their boats were empty, but we'll get to that in a second. So Jesus gets in the boat and he pushes off a little bit, right? And he begins to teach. And as he's teaching, well, Peter is there and he finishes teaching. We're not really sure what he was teaching, but he says to Peter, he says, go out a little bit deeper and cast your nets. And now we know why the boat was empty, because Peter had caught nothing. There was nothing in his boat because he caught no fish. Peter was washing his nets because they worked all night and they failed. They failed miserably, didn't they? They were not these great successes at fishing. They were not able to do a good job that day. And it's an interesting thing. This is when Jesus decides to call them. He doesn't decide to call them when they're winning. He doesn't decide to call them when they're at the top of their game, but he calls them right in the midst of their failure. And he does that for a reason. He does that to show them what they can do if they remember to follow him. So Peter says to him, "But Lord, we toiled all night and we caught nothing." And then he says to the Lord, "But at your word, I'll do what you say. At your word, I'll push out a little bit and I will put down my net. At your word, I will obey you and do this thing." Peter did what? He humbled himself. He showed humility to Christ. He believed that at Christ's word, this thing would happen. So he bowed his head and he put down his net. And all of a sudden, he had all this fish, right? He had so many fish that his boat began to sink. And his partners, who had failed that day as well, got into their boat and ran out there. And they helped him pull in these fish. The thing we have to remember is that this happened because of one important thing. Because Peter was able to humble himself and be obedient. It didn't happen because of anything that Peter was able to do other than looking to Christ. What Peter was able to do was he was able to offer himself to Jesus. I want to offer you one last thought. I don't know, does anyone remember the cartoon strip Dennis the Menace? Anyone remember? Yeah. So Dennis was always getting into trouble, right? And there's this one cartoon where Dennis is praying, and he's got his little, I think he had like a little cowboy hat on, he's got his pajamas, and he has his elbows on the bed, and he's in the normal prayer style, right? And he says to Jesus, he says to God, "Well, I'm going to turn myself in today." And I mention that to you because I think for all of us as well, it isn't until we turn ourselves in, or better yet, turn ourselves over to Christ, that things really begin to change. It's not until we turn ourselves over to him and allow him to work through us that we really can do what he wants us to do. It's not until we realize that it is only with him and through him that we can really do the things that he calls us to do. It is only with him that we can shine for others to see him. It is only with him that we can be real icons, reflecting not ourselves, but reflecting the one who dwells within us. So today it's important that we remember, no matter what is going on, no matter if we are succeeding, if we are failing, our Lord and Savior is calling us today to humble ourselves, to be obedient to him, to follow him, and allowing his light to be that which people continue to see. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.